Today's daf, Be'ezer Hashem, is daf Chav Vav in Maseches Sota. And we have begun the Amud because Chav Hei Amud Beis is quite short. And we began a long discussion in regards to the opinion of Rav Nachman in regards to a woman who is an islandist. That means that she never had organs that would make her fertile to be able to have children. And we had a machlokis whether she is shoysa the mayim ha-ma'arim or not. So let's pick up with the statement of Rav Nachman Chafei Mabez, and then see Rav Nachman's assertion that his opinion, even though it is contradicted by some brises, nevertheless it's a machlokis tanoim. So on Chafei Mabez, Rav Nachman says two lines from the top. Oh, Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, machlokis ba'koruz gena. The Mishnah has a discussion in regards to Hakara Zakena. However, Rav Nachman says everybody agrees when it comes to islandists that she does not drink. The Gemara continues to analyze this throughout Amud Beis and through Amud Aleph and questions Rav Nachman. If you take a look about 15 lines into the Gemara Chavav Amud Aleph, where we had reached yesterday, the Gemara, the first word line says, Katani to Yufta de Rav Nachman, that the Gemara had quoted a brice of the team to reject Rav Nachman. And we're going to pick up, first word on the line is Amar, about 15 lines in, 16 lines in, Amar lecha Rav Nachman Tanoi. Rav Nachman says, I believe this is a machlokes Tanoim, Vano damri kai Tana, and I follow a Tana that says that an islandist does not. This Anya, as we learned in a Brice, Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, Islandist loy shayseh v'lenetels ksuba, shenemar v'nikseh v'nizra zara, misha darka lazriya, a woman who ultimately has a potential for having children, so then she could drink, because the Pasuk says, as we mentioned yesterday, the Pasuk says that if the mayim ha-marim doesn't work, v'nikseh v'nizra zara, misha darka lazriya, yotzeh zu shein darka lazriya. Period. Says the Gemara, V'rabbana, Hai v'nikseh v'nizra zara, my avdilei. According to the Rabbanan of the Brisa that we had learned yesterday, who appear six lines from the top on Chavav Amud Aleph, who in the long Gemara Brisa go on to say that an islandist does drink, Hai v'nikseh v'nizra zara, my avdilei. What are they going to do with that pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Mi boilu l'chadisanyu niksu v'nizra zara, shim hoysa akara nifkedes. It's coming to tell us that if she was an akara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward her, and she will have a child, if she turns out that she not do avera. But in no way does that pasuk come to preclude an island. Div Rabbi Akiva. Amrulal Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel responded to Rabbi Akiva. Im ken yisasru kalo akaris v'yifkedu v'zu hovlo nistra of sida. So then what will happen is, all Akaros, what they will want to do is, what they will do is they will go alone, be alone with a man, not do Chas V'Chalila any Avera, but this way they will be alleged to be a Sota. Then they will drink the water, and that will become a new fertility treatment. V'zu Ha'alvalo Nifsa Tarav. See that she's going to lose out? Im Kain, Rabbi Shmuel disagrees, Matam Lom Nixon is a Zara. Shemaisi alleged Betzar. If she gave birth in pain, she would give birth easily. Nikevos, if she gave birth only to girls, she'll give birth to boys. Ktsarim, if she gave birth to short people, she will give birth to taller ones. Shchorim, levanim, if they're children with unseemly complexion, they will give birth to children with a fairer complexion. Either way, however you understand, v'nizra zara, either according to Rabbi Akiva or according to Rabbi Shmuel, it is not necessary to be used to preclude an islandist. Hence, according to Rabban, who says an islandist do drink, they don't use this exclusion of v'nizra zara. The Gemara continues, Be'ezer Hashem, 10 lines from the bottom, continuing to analyzing our Mishnah. Of course, we know, chas v'chalil, in the case of a mamzer, that a mamzer, the pasuk says, lo yovo b'kal Hashem, that he cannot marry a Jewish person. We also, many of us know, that the your Gemara in Yevamos teaches us that a mamzer can marry another mamzer. Our Mishnah tells us on Daf Chaf Hei Aleph, if that's what happens, one mamzer marries a mamzeres, so then in such a case, we could have the process of meisota as well between a mamzer and a mamzeres. More precisely, this was not found in the Mishnah, but in the Tosefta that was mentioned above, about 10 lines from the top, and the Gemara analyzed it. And the Gemara says, Pshita, Tzadar Pasha, they're regular husband and wife. Says the Gemara, Mal Desem Afushi Psulim Lo Lifush, I would have a Hava Mina, that we don't want to make Shalom between Psulim. Better that they break up, because what's their offspring going to be? Their offspring's also going to be Mamzerim. Lo Kamashvalan, no, that we want Shalom even between a Mamzer and a Mamzeret. Continues the Gemara. Eishes ger ve'evim mishuchar violinist. Same applies to the wife of a ger. Again asks the Gemara. Pshita, that's Pashut. And the Gemara, Mal the same, I would have thought in Parshas Naso, the Parsha of Sota is introduced, Dabrel b'nei Yisrael. So we would have thought v'lo legerim. Doesn't apply to gerim. Kamash v'lan, ve'ema chinami. Maybe b'nei Yisrael is coming to preclude them. V'amarta ribu yahu. The word v'amarta is coming to include, and it's coming to include gerim. Eishes kayin shayse. We learned that the wife of a kayin also drinks. Frak the Gemara, 7 lines from the bottom, 2 lines before the wife. Eishes kayin pshita. Says the Gemara, mad the same of a hinlein ispasa asura. Han ispasa muteres. That the rule is that if she was not raped, then she's going to be usur, the pasuk tells us. However, if she was raped, so then we know we have another parsha, parsha's kisetse, if a girl who's raped, she's not held accountable. Hanispasa muteras. Vizu, however, there's one tragic exception. Hol v'nispasa asur, and Aisha's calling, if she's raped, she's usur. Emelotishta, we would think that she does not drink. Kamashmalah, no, that the chidush is that she shayach to this parsha, even though the rule of v'hilon espasa is not applicable to her. 5 lines from the bottom, we continue analyzing the Mishnah that had told us about the Eishes Kohen, and the Mishnah can conclude on Chav Dalet Amud Aleph about Eishes Kohen, that she drinks and she comes out okay, umuteres l'baila. She's permissible to her husband. Asking Mar, that's also pasha pshita. Amravuna, v'misnavona. Misnavona means that her body begins to swell and begins to dilapidate, which is a sign that the Mayim HaMa'arim is saying that she was actually guilty. The Gemara tells us in a few places that there are times that she will be misnavona, but her body will not implode away because she has a schus. So Gemara says, we're talking about over here that the woman's body begins to deteriorate. Clearly it's related to Mayim HaMarim. Yet nevertheless, she's still Muteres L'Baila. Asks the Gemara, how could she be Muteres L'Baila if she's a Eishes Kohen? Mishnavna, Habat Kua Mayim. The Mayim showed that she was a Zona. And then in such a case, she's not going to be permissible to her husband. Says the Gemara, Mishnavna Derech Evarim. What swelled on her, Rashi spells this out in the Ramasla Samna Derech Avarim, the rest of her limbs. This might indicate that on the one hand she's guilty, on the other hand he's not. She's not. How could that be? So Gemara fleshes this out. Mal the same Haiznuya Zanoi. That she was Mizan. V'holo the Tkua Maya ki orche mishum de ba'onis Zanoi. Maybe she was Mizane. But honest. In other words, she was raped. Ugabe koin asira, and to a koin she'd be prohibited. Kamash malon, the chidush is no. That we say that she does not become usher to her husband. It's a little bit unclear if the Gemara is rejecting the whole idea that misnavna derech evarim has any significance or not, but clearly the Gemara is saying that misnavna derech evarim does not say that she was nenas and hence usher to her husband, for husband is a Kohen, but rather we don't take that into consideration. If she's not misnavna derech Hame'ayim ubi uyav v'yarkayim. So it doesn't go through the stomach and the thighs, so then in such a case, she's going to be permissible to her husband. Continues the Gemara, two lines from the bottom of Chavava mouth. Eisha Saris Shoisa, the wife of a Saris drinks. In other words, even though he himself does not have fertile capabilities, nevertheless she will drink. Asks the Gemara, Pshita, that's Pashut. He's a regular husband. Mao the same in Bali Chishecha Marchman, Vahai Lav Bar Hachiu. We would have thought from the Pasuk Mi Baladei Sheikh that she lived with someone aside from her husband. Rashi explains Baladei Sheikh that her husband was ready to live with her. And therefore, she's not in the Parsha of Sota because he's not, her husband is not someone who could be the reality of Mi Baladei Sheikh. Vahailav Barachihu. Kamash Malon. No, the Chidush is that as long as he was once her Baal, so then in such a case, then we could still qualify Mibaladei Sheikh that he was one someone who was capable of living with her, then Hashem Yirachem, he had become a Saris, and then there was an allegation of Sota, so she would still drink on that. The Mishnah had told us, and we pick up the last six words on the Yom HaChavav Med Aleph, that Al Yidei Kol Arayos Mikanin, that for all Arayos, there would be Kinui. Asks the Gemara, Pshita, of course, there would be kinoi with every man. Why would you think Arayas be different? Answers the Gemara, Mao, the same in Shnei Bamin. Echal Baal v'echal LeBoel, the Gemara on Chofches Amid Aleph, is going to tell us that the Torah tells us Nisma'a many times in the Parsha. One of them is to tell us that she's Asa the Baal, and the other is to tell us that she's Asa the Baal. The one who she was mezane with, or alleged to have been mezane. Heicha dekam misur b'haznus. The nitma is coming to tell us that she was, even though she was once permissible to the boel, now she's proven aval ha. But when it came to arayis, halvus v'kamer emalo. Maybe because there was already a prohibition, because she was already prohibited to these arayos. So then the whole nitma cannot apply, and therefore the whole parsha sota cannot apply. Kamash malan. So we're coming to teach us that this halacha does apply. In other words, that we don't say that even though she was already uttered to him, so then the parasha of Sota does not apply. And Nitma'ah is not coming to tell us that if the bowl is already uttered to her, so then the whole parasha of Sota is not shaykh. Kamash malan. Five lines from the top, we had learned in our Mishnah, Chutz min hakotan. We had learned that a katan is not someone who could be an alleged boel. It needs to be a gadol. Says the Gemara, what's the source? It says, Isha marchman v'lo katan. V'she'eno yish, the mute mai. Then why does the Mishnah say it twice? The Mishnah says, chutz min ha-katan u'mimi she'eno ish. So what's that coming to talk about? Katan was already precluded. Ilal mute shachuf. If it's coming to preclude someone whose flesh is weak, and in general, he's not really capable of having bia. Va'amar Shmuel shachuf mikanin al yado. A shachuf can go through the process of kinui. In other words, a husband can allege, even on a shachuf who's not well, who's not really capable of having bia, could have the process of kinui. U'paisel betruma. And he can pasel truma. So it can't be a shachuf. So the Gemara has rejected the possibility that we're talking about a shachuf when we say eino ish, because we considered a shachuf an ish. The Gemara now goes on for a few moments to parenthetically analyze Shmuel's statement. Pshita, the davar pasha, shachuf is a man. Okay, he's weak. He's not as capable. So the Gemara says, Mal the same of a shachuf isha isha shichva zora. That the man's shechiva is described as shechiva of zara. In other words, that's capable to impregnate. Amar Rachman. V'haylav barachiyu. And he's not capable. Kamash malon. That even though he's not capable, we don't say that shechva zara is ma'akev. Kamash malon. Uposel b'truma, the Gemara says. And we also said that he's going to be posel b'truma. Again, the Gemara asks, pshita, it's pashut. If he doesn't have the ability to pregnate, so then in such a case, he won't create this psul of truma, kamash malan. No, that he does. But what exactly is the eno ish coming to preclude? That we haven't taken care of. Ella, so therefore the Gemara suggests a different pshat. First one lies lo lechalo, middle of the line, about 10 lines on Tamach Chavam and Beis, el lemiute ove kochavim. It's coming to preclude an ove kochavim. We're calling the ove kochavim in the eno ish. Va'amar Rav Amnuna, ove kochavim mekanal yado apalto truma. Rav Amnuna specifically rejected that. He said that a goy is subject to these halachas. He's posted with truma kanal yado. Now the Gemara again parenthetically analyzes that. Pshita, ma'al the same nitzma shtei pam echel ba vechel bol hechel mitzra ka mitzra b'hayznus. The only time that we would apply echel ba vechel bol, that's if the individual becomes asur with this znus. Aval ha, but in this case, when it comes to a guy, hol vasur v'kaima, she's already asur to him. She's not allowed to marry a guy. Emaloi. So then I would think that maybe the whole parasha of Sot is called off Kamashla, and the Chiddush is telling us not to it. Upalso b'truma, and the guy for kinyan and steer will make apostle into truma for truma. Pshita asking my mother saying, "Matzkan ki siel izdora marchmana the bar havaya." That this is someone who technically she's able to marry. The bar havaya in la bar havaya lo kamash malon the apostle coming to tell us that she would still be apostle. Through it. Midi Rabbi Yochanan, as we saw from Rabbi Yochanan, Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Rabbi Shmuel, Minayin Lovikon, the Evet Shebo Al Kenes, Alvia Batishol Sheb Pasluha, that we know that an Akum and an Evet that comes, that has relations with the Kenes Alvia, it makes them possible to Truma, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Uvaskion Kisi Al Monogusha, Mishesh Al Monos Vigarishin, Ba. Yatsu ove kochan ve'eved she'en lo amonos ve'gerushin ba. That the Bas Kohen, we spoke about that she, the Pasuk says, she becomes an almona in Grusha, she's able to go back to her father's house and eat truma. However, this comes to preclude if she did not become an almona in Grusha, but rather lived with an akum and an eved, where you don't have the parsha of Almonos and Gerushin, so then in such a case, then she becomes possible for Truma. We're stuck because we still don't have a source that is going to be precluded when the Mishnah says that she does not become a Sota with someone who's an Eino Ish. Who is this Eino Ish? All of the above suggestions have up until now been thrown out. That's what the Gemara asks. 20 lines from the bottom. First word on the line is Almana. Says the Gemara, Ve'ela Almanos, Ve'el Miute Mai, what's it coming to preclude? Amar of Papa, Le Miute Behema. It's talking about if she cohabitated with the Behema. Dein Znus be Behema. Because there isn't a halacha of Znus at all with Behema. It's not considered halachically a Znus. Amle Rav Mefrakis, the Kalir of Ashim, not Nus Namar Banin Znus be Behema. How do we know that she does not become halacha of a zona with a behema, and she doesn't become osur labaila in such a case? Rav Papa has a sharp answer, a complicated answer in terms of the halachic system, although the ideas are relatively straightforward. Rav Papa says that Eino Isha, the Mishnah, is coming to preclude a animal. If a woman had relations with an animal, so then in such a case, then Kinui and Stira and Mayim HaMa'arim would not be relevant. Now, even though the Torah in Parshas Acharimos tells us that a man or woman will be put to death for bestiality, nevertheless, the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Mem Tesa Mebeis and the Rab quite clearly in Perek Yud Ches Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Yisurei Bia tell us that that action, even though it's punishable by death, would not, if for whatever reason death wasn't, capital punishment was not viable, let's say there weren't Edim or other factors were involved, or there is no capital punishment because there isn't the Bezin HaGadol, so then in such a case, the woman does not have the status of znus. Ein znus bebehema, the Gemara in Yevamos tells us. There's no such thing as znus with a behema. Again, it is bestiality and it is chayev misa, but in an event that the person is not put to death, so then in such a case, as the Rambam spells out over there, then we say that the woman does not become a zona, and one of the implications is that she's not going to be prohibited to a kohen. Now, our Gemara, Rav Papa, is extending this in regards to the halachas of kinui v'stira. And that is that since we say ein znus bebehema, kinui and stira would not apply with a behema as well. So let's see that inside. Amar Rav Papa l'mute behema de ein znus bebehema. Amar le Rav l'mi paris kiel Rav Ashim non mos amar bana ein znus bebehema. How do we know this idea that if there's full relations, nevertheless, it's not considered zona? The silva savi esnan zona mechir kelv. V'tanya esnan kelev u'mechir zona mutarin. If, Rashi explains, in Dibra Maskel esnan kelev, if a woman has relations with a sheep, and a man instructs her to do that, so that in such a case, she does not have a status of zona. Shenemar gam shenemar. Now this is a drush on the pasuk. The simple reading of the pasuk, lo savi esan zon mechir kelev beis Hashem lo kecha, is talking about a price that a man had paid, that he had given a present to a zona, so that cannot be brought in the migdash. However, Chazal understand as well that we're also talking about a case of reality, and there, Kisovas Hashem Lekecha Gam Shnehem, so the Gemara Darshan, Mutarn Shnehmer Gam Shnehem, Shnayim Velo Arba'a. There are two things that would make a woman a zona. If she had done znus as in terms of esnan or in mechir, so then in such a case, then she becomes a zona. Velo Arba'a, but not if it's actually done with the behema itself. That does not put the woman into a zona because we have a rule of ein znus. The Gemara now continues and goes back. We put a big period after Velo Arba, and the Gemara now goes back to talk about the Shochuf. The individual who is not capable of having children that is subject to Kinui and Stira. Says the Gemara, V'elshich Hazara Lamali. If we're talking about when it comes to Shochuf, so then why does it say Shichvas Zera? Shichvas Zera is not coming to preclude a Shachuf, and we said he is Shayach to Stira, so why does the Torah go out of his way to say that this was a Znus, or a Chshash of Znus, a Shichvas Zera? Says the Gemara, L'chadisanya, Shichvas Zera prat l'dover acher. It's coming to preclude that there were other types of intimacy, but not Shichvas Zera. Amar Rav Sheshes prat l'shikina l'shlo kedarka. What happens if he has kinui of her that she had via Shalokadarka? Amalei Rava, Shalokadarka, Mishkevei Isha Ksiv. How would you ever have a Hamin? It's called Mishkevei Isha. And this is not something that's uniquely Mishkevei Isha. If it's Shalokadarka. Elamai Rava, Prat, L'Shekinoi Lo, Derechei Varim. Derechei Varim means without a cohabitation, but intimacy with a Varim. Amalei Abaye, Pritusa Ba'almehi, Pritusa Mi'as Rachmana. The Torah didn't prohibit this for kinui and stira. It says specifically lishkov. Elamar Abaye prat l'shikinoi lo b'neshika. We're talking about kinui that he was mekanehim that the avarim would actually touch each other. Says the Gemara, honey, chaman d'amar harar zuech nasa satara. Avon neshika v'lo klumhi. If you hold neshika as nothing and only ha'ara is considered binu, be a hindos we call muti neshika. So that's why comes to preclude Nishika. Elamad Amar Arzu Nishika, but according to Mandam, it says Arz Nishika. Ma'ika Lameimar, what are you going to say? La'olam Nishikina La'derech Eivarim. Says Gemara, no, we would have a Hava Mina that Kinui would also apply even as Derech Eivarim. Ma'al the same Ekpeded, the Baal Tali Rachmanu, Baal Luka Kapid, Kamashulan, I would think it's all dependent. The Baal doesn't want her to be close to another man like that, so maybe that's enough to create Kinui Stira. Kamashulan, the Chidush is that does not apply. That rule does not apply. Hence, the halacha is the only time you could have kinui and stira is in regards to a case of ha'ara, but neshika is precluded in the pasuk when the pasuk says shichvas Zara. Shechva Zara is telling you Dafka specifically when there is Hara.
The first halachic topic today is a controversial one, and in no way, of course, as we emphasize, are any of the halachic topics meant to be taken halacha l'maisa, which emerges from an interesting havamina that we have in the Gemara, which is reminiscent of a fascinating give and take that Rav Moshe Feinstein had with the Satmar Rebbe and the Minchas Yitzchak. Our Gemara told us when it comes to a shachuf that we would have a havamina that a man who's not really fertile, his functioning is weak, and therefore he won't be capable of actually making a woman pregnant. We would have a havamina that since the pasuk says v'shachav ish osa shichva zara, that since the Torah describes a man as being mezaneh, as shachav ish osa shichva zara, capable of giving children, so then in such a case, then maybe the halachos of this parsha do not apply, and then the whole parsha of Sota does not apply to a shachuf. The Gemara rejects that, and the Gemara says it's not dependent on shichvas zara. So this havamina is reminiscent of a fascinating ha'ara that Rav Moshe Feinstein makes when, in the early times of the process of introducing fertility procedures was introduced in New York City, one of the questions was whether a sperm donation, if a man, chas v'chalila, is not capable of having children, if he gives sperm, that doesn't work. They tried, and it doesn't work. But another man donates sperm, and it's put into a woman, would that be permissible according to halacha or not? The Satmar Rebbe and the Minchas Yitzchak were extremely opposed. Not only did they say it was prohibited, but they felt that it was actually a violation of Eishes Ish, that a married woman is only allowed to receive the sperm of her husband. How could it be that a woman could be impregnated with the sperm of another man? In the world of theory, Rav Moshe Feinstein strongly disagreed. In Chelek, in Evin Ezer, I believe it's Chelek Aleph Simen Ayin Aleph, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and then in subsequent Shuvas, Rav Moshe Feinstein argued that according to the pure halacha, this halacha would not be correct. Rav Moshe Feinstein was medayik that when it comes to the halachos of Nida, the Taz in Yoredeh and Simen Kuf Tzadi Hei, Sif Katan Zayin, quotes Rabbeinu Peretz in Agot Asmat, that says that a woman should be careful not to sleep on the sheets of another man who is not her husband. She might become impregnated if there was any zera from that other man. And here he says the fear is Shema Yisachoso. What will happen is the woman, let's say the woman's name is Leah and she's married to Reuven, and ultimately she was unintentionally impregnated by Shimon. So then in such a case, we're afraid that Leah's child, let's call him Yitzchak, so Yitzchak will think that his father is Leah's husband and not this visiting man. So then in such a case, then he will never be aware that he might end up marrying his sister. Yitzchak might end up marrying his sister without being aware of it. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, so we see from here that the chshash is only Shema Yisachoso, but the chshash of Znus does not apply. Interestingly, in a subsequent tshuva, Rav Moshe Feinstein responds to those who argue that the halacha of Znus is dependent on Shichvas Zara. And Rav Moshe points out that interestingly, in the Ibn Ezra already claimed that there were some who had said on these psukim, v'shachav ish osa shichvas zara, that the prohibition is only if it's shichvas zara. What happens if the husband creates a phenomenon where the zera is not going to be mazriya? There are ways that one could adjust that phenomenon. So then in such a case, Ibn Ezra said there are some crazy people who say that's not a violation. So they said that we see that the rule of Shichva Zara some had erred and say that the only time there's nus is if it's a shikhva that could be, come for zera, and the Ibn Ezra says that those people have made a terrible mistake. Ramesha Feinstein says that the Ibn Ezra's yisod goes both the kula and the chumra, and that is that shikhva zera is lav dafka. The prohibition of adultery, of course, there are other shilas that are involved, and one has to go through the vast halachic literature, but as far as adultery is concerned, as far as the Isra of Eishes Ish, we see that it's not dependent on Zera, but rather is dependent on the Maisa Bia. We could point out that this is exactly the point as well, possibly, of our Gemara here too, that the Gemara says that the Shachuf is part of all of the halachas of adultery, including Kinui and Stira, even though Shechva Zera is not Shaykh. So this bears out the point of Rav Moshe Feinstein that Zera is not what defines the Maisa Isser of Eishes Ish Mezaneh, but rather is the Maisa Bia. The second halachic topic is one that's a little bit more Lemaisa, and that is that according to many, even though this is a suffix in the Shalos Teshuvah Zeis Ranon and Chelek Alef and Ezer Simen Aleph, according to many, we learn many of the halachos of Yichud from the halachos of Kinui and Stira as well. And in our Gemara, we saw that when it comes to a Shachuf, so then all the halachos of Kinui and Stira apply to him. Question then would become, would the halachas of Yichud apply to an old man? Rav Moshe Feinstein in Ibn Ezra Chelek Dalet Simin Samachei Ois Yud says that he believes that a zaken and a chalush, a really, really weak person, the halachas of Yichud would not apply to him if it is clear, absolutely clear, that he would not be able to come lead a bia, which has halacha lemaisa implications in regard to the care of the elderly. Rav Moshe says that we know for sure, now, and Rav Moshe says that it's not always clear, it's often very, very difficult to know for sure that the individual is not capable of bia. However, in the world of theory, Rav Moshe says if one would know for sure, then the halachos of Yichud would not apply for such an individual. It is interesting how Rav Moshe would explain our Gemara of Shachuf. Our Gemara of Shachuf said the halachos of Kinui and Dira do apply to him. Rav Moshe does not deal with our Gemara, but one would have to say that there is a difference between a Shachuf and someone that is bedridden, that at the end of the day, Rav Moshe says that for an Iser Derabbanon, so then the halachos of Yichud, one could be Mekel. It's unclear whether Rav Moshe would say it in regards to a single woman who's also a Nida, so then there would be Yichud Daraisa. Rav Moshe only seemed to have go so far, Pnuya Tahora, Shisur Rakhmin Derabbanon, but Rav Moshe leaves open the possibility that Yichud does not apply to an elderly man. According to that, we would have to say that a Shachuf is different, that he is capable of, on some level, of having Bia, but otherwise, one could be made. Even though Rav Moshe Feinstein does not relate to our Gemara, the Sefer Dvar Halacha, which is a fantastic work on Hilchos Yichud, written by the brother-in-law of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Rav Horovitz, Rav Avraham Levi Horovitz, who it seems had tremendous access to the Chazon Ish. I believe he even learned many of these in Yanim B'Chavrusa with the Stipler, raises us on page Chaf in the edition that I have in the Sefer Dvar Halacha, which is in Simen Beis, around Siftes, Ha'ara Yud Beis. There, the Sefer Dvar Halacha quotes that from our sugya, from Shachuf, is mashma, that if it's an individual who's not capable of having bia, then there would be no Isser Yichud. This is what he seems to conclude in his halachos. However, he goes out of his way to point out in later editions that in the Hosafos, that despite the conclusion that he comes to over there, the Chazon Ish had told him that a stam zaken, af muflug, is going to be Isser B'Yichud. Maybe the Chazon Ish was not talking about a person that we know for sure is not capable of having bia, but in the Sefer Dvar Halacha, he does say that we see from the sugya of Shachuf that it's only if someone who's able to be have via, just not able to be molded, that halacha does not apply. He writes this in Dibra Maskel, V'chein l'shitas tosvos, v'shem Rabbeinu Chananel, b'sota, daf chavav, amabeis. So he quotes from Arasugya, and he concludes from Arasugya that the halacha would, that one could be mekel, even he claims, on a yichud d'oraisa. However, it seems that the Chazon Ish did not seem to go that far. Fascinatingly, in the Hagdama of the Sefer of the Dvar HaHalacha, he does conclude with a wild story that the Stalliner Rebbe, when he was quite old, had gone in for surgery in a hospital, and there was an older nurse who was there, and he thought that there was a chashash of yichud. According to the legend, he rolled out on a window that was parallel to his bed, and he said to afterwards, why he did this, he said, a Yetzahara can make a young man and an old man and an old woman young very, very quickly. So the Stalin Rebbe felt that one has to be very concerned in terms of Hilchos Yichud. Obviously, more practically, we gave you the Marim Mekomos of the Shaila in Ramesh's Tshuva, in Evan Ezer, Chelek Dalet, Simin, Samach He, Os Yud, as well as in the Sefer Dvar Halacha, in Perek Beis, Halacha, Simin Beis, Halacha Test, where he quotes the opinion of Zeis Ranan that we made reference to. He comes out Lekula. In the Hosafos, in the back of the Sefer, he quotes the Chazon Ish as Machmir on a Stam individual who we Stam Zaken, in such a case, he is Machmir.